Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Prophecy is something very important. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, it says, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. Pray especially that you may prophesy. Prophesy. Paul is asking us to desire to prophesy. We should have a desire to prophesy. Every Christian should desire this gift of prophecy. Unfortunately, over the centuries, Christians came to think that the pastor is a superhuman who has to do everything. He has to preach, he has to prophesy, he has to teach, he has to evangelize. He has to do everything. Just this week, somebody said to me, I don't tell anybody about Jesus Christ, but of course you have to do it because you're a pastor. Every Christian should evangelize, and every Christian should prophesy. Paul said clearly, desire to prophesy. One way to prophesy is in prayer. 4 weeks ago, we studied prophetic prayers. We saw that prophecy can be prayed into fulfillment. A prophecy may not come to pass until you pray into existence. You have to stand on the Word, the Bible, and you have to pray. In fact, there may be times when a prophecy will not come to pass unless you pray into existence. We also saw that God is a talking God. Whatever he wants to do, first he speaks. Because we can see even in the creation story, when God said, let us make man, he said something and then he did it. So he has given us the same ability. Your word will produce the result of prophecy. You can say, change any situation in your life through prophetic prayer points. There are different prayer points. Last time we looked at these points, 4 points. We saw the prophetic prayer points for divine favor and blessings. Prophetic prayer points for breakthrough in life and business. Prophetic prayer points for fullness in life and ministry. And prophetic prayer points with Bible verses. If you forgot the points, go back to the Facebook, listen to the message once again, or on our website. Today we want to look at some other prayer points. The first one is prophetic prayer for open heaven. The earth doesn't have any independent blessing apart from what is given from heaven. If heaven does not give us rain, the earth cannot yield its produce. When Isaac blessed Jacob, he said in Genesis 27, verse 28, therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. The fatness of the earth is a product that comes through the rain from heaven. It's so important to operate under an open heaven. Using the Word of God will educate you on how to keep heaven open continuously. When the heavens are opened over you, the earth favors you. A major shift happened in the ministry of Jesus when the heavens opened over him. You know, the Holy Spirit came upon him out of an open heaven. As you engage God in faith concerning your heaven, it shall be opened in the name of Jesus. Pray these points with faith and you will see amazing results. Number one, God of heaven and earth, thank you for giving me the privilege to have an interaction with you. The blood of Jesus has made this possible. Two, I stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus Christ to command my heaven opened. Let it be opened continually in the name of Jesus. Three, Jesus is the one who opens and no man can shut, and he is the one who shuts and no man can open. I engage the ability of Jesus to command my heavens open today over the affairs of my life. Number four. It is written, I have given you the key to the kingdom. I engage the keys given to me by Jesus to open up every door of fortune shut against me in the name of Jesus. Five. Let the doors of favor, breakthrough, abundance, and progress be opened upon me. I shall experience a divine turnaround in all areas of life. Six. Every hardship that has been imposed on me through closed doors, let there be open doors. I will take care of that hardship in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Number seven. When Jesus was buried in the grave could not hold him captive. No binding force shall be able to hold me down in the name of Jesus. The same power that raised Jesus shall be active on our part. Every situation of the wicked ones that have kept me bound and stagnated over the years be put in disarray in the name of Jesus. Number nine. Anything that makes me revolve around the circle for a long time is broken in the name of Jesus. My life shall progress from henceforth. Number 10. I decree that the counsel of the Lord shall stand concerning me. Nothing shall stop the counsel of the Lord from coming to pass in my life. Number 11. God, you are my shield and rock. You are the one who lifts my head. I ask my head to be lifted above my enemies. Number 12. My horn you will exalt, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The fresh oil that provokes to the open heaven shall be poured upon me right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
13. Let the heavens intervene greatly in my life. Let the wicked ones be put to shame concerning my life. And let the glory of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. 14. I shall arise and shine. Because my light has come and the glory of God rises upon me, this light shall shine exceedingly unto that glorious day.
Amen.
15. You are the one who turned the situation of Chavez around overnight. Father, turn every situation around for me positively in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 16. I'm the light of God in this world, and I shall walk, not walk in darkness, but shall walk in the light of life.
Amen.
The darkness of this age shall not reign over me. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Number 17. Everything that makes the glory of man shut down in the middle of their days shall not prevail again over me.
Amen.
The glory of God shall shine in full strength in my life.
Amen.
Number 18. O God, open your hands to me and satisfy my life with good things.
Mm-hmm.
Fill my life with benefits so I can talk of your goodness to the end of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19. Let your hands strengthen me, O God, so that I can do the impossible. Open my eyes to see the invisible, so that every impossible situation shall be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Number 20. Deliver me from the spiritual blindness that has kept me from seeing clearly into your counsel for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Anoint my eyes with salves so that I may see everything you have in store for me in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Prophetic prayer points, that's the eighth prayer point of prayers and declarations. You see, praying is not only talking to God. It's also about engaging in the ability of God to make certain pronouncements in your life and watch them to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you say yourself is so, whatever you say to yourself is so important,
mm-hmm.
because it says the fruit of your mouth will feed you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you let out will happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say is important. You need to be mindful of the seed you plant into the garden of your life. You don't sow weeds in the garden. You put all the good stuff. So prophetic prayers and declarations enable you to leverage the power of God to establish His will in your life. The power of God is His word. And it's unleashed through declarations and decrees. The Bible is the catalogue of the mind of God for your life. But you have to discover it and say with your mouth so it will manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your destiny is at the mercies of your utterances. Until you open your mouth wide, nothing will be opened unto you. We have some more prayer points. Number one, It's the Lord's mercy that I'm not consumed. His compassion doesn't fail. Thank you for your endless mercy over me. Number two, I give you thanks for all that you have given me. My family, my friends, my loved ones, my children. You have been a shield and a house of refuge for us. All you have done for us through Christ is beyond comprehension. We lift your name forever. Number three. You're worthy to be glorified. You who inhabit the praise of your people. Thank you for being a faithful father to me. Thank you for the privilege of access to you, to pray to you. Be glorified, dear Father. Let your mercy remain in ceaseless flow over my life. Let your mercy open an uncommon door of favor unto me in the name of Jesus. Number five. I decree that your endless favor will flow in every area of my life, no advantage of any sort. I shall live to glorify your name. Number six. I decree that the right hand of God will rest upon me to do mighty work that is beyond human comprehension and capacity. Number seven, I decree that everything will fall in pleasant places for me according to your plans. I shall lay hold of every good thing you have for me in this life in the name of Jesus. Number eight, I declare that your angels will assist me to find my purpose and your purposes and plans for my life, so that I can walk by your plans and purposes for my life. Amen. Number nine, I decree that your counsel shall stand in my life. Every plot of the evil one shall turn to nothing in the name of Jesus. And ten, the works of my hands are blessed. Everything I lay my hand upon is fruitful. I rebuke dryness over everything around me in the name of Jesus. Next prayer point for prophetic anointing. Number one, like the hand of God was mighty and strong upon Elijah, so shall the hand of God rest upon me. I receive speed and anointing to scale new heights and outrun my counterparts. Two, everything crooked in my life is made straight by the hand of God. Everything shall be smooth for me by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Three, let the light of God shine upon my pathway and let it show me the ways to go. I shall not miss my path in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number four. Every error that makes destiny look complicated shall not be committed by me.
Amen.
The light of God shall prevent me from costly mistakes. The anointing of God shall make all these things go well for me.
Amen.
Number five. I'm prevented from disasters and evil that happen to man.
Amen.
The prophetic anointing upon me shall be do damage to every yoke in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And six. I'm kept by the power of God through my faith in him. The wicked ones are silenced in the darkness of their activities. But the eyes of God So protect me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number 7. I walk in consonance with the will of God for my life. I shall not derail from the original plans of God for my life.
Amen.
I shall be corrected by the Lord if I deviate from his plans. Number 8. My strength is renewed like an eagle. Amen. I shall not grow weak regardless of my age.
Amen.
As I advance in age, so will my strength advance in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And 9. The peace and comfort of God surround me in all areas of my life. I shall increase exceedingly both in wisdom, stature, and favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Number 10. The fountains of heaven are open upon me. And now the anointing upon me is increased. And the glory of God shall lift me and announce me to the utmost parts of the world.
Amen.
I am glorified by God, and I'm not ashamed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The next prayers are for breakthrough. No one has succeeded in anything without having had to fight for it. You cannot advance unless you fight for it. If you desire to win, you cannot avoid fight. Breaking through in anything will not happen without application of certain force. Prophetic prayers for a breakthrough are the spiritual forces you can engage in your fight and break through in all that you do. Prophetic prayers will induce you with winning power to win and to overcome every resistance arrayed along your way. God doesn't want you to desire to be short of anything. That is why he has given you the word of your mouth to channel your life right and be the winner that you always wanted to be. The word of your mouth is the greatest currency of breakthrough that you could ever have. I thank you, dear Father, for breaking every impediment that stopped me from reaching your purpose for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making peace between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the gift of direct access to you.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of Jesus has broken every barrier to establishing permanent peace and harmony between us and has reconciled me to you.
Mm-hmm.
I stand under the government of Christ to declare my breakthrough into existence. Let there be a speedy manifestation in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever thing that has been frustrating my efforts over the years is broken down into pieces in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Every blockage is cleared off in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever thing that has been causing impossibilities in my life, my business, and all my endeavors are brought down through the power of Christ, our Lord. Every effort of Satan to frustrate my plans and dreams is frustrated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let God arise and scatter every opposing force that will not let me enter my promised land.
Amen.
The hand of God will assist me to do marvelously.
Amen.
Every thought pattern of mindset that could limit the free flow of God's operation in my life is ruined in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cast down every imagination and bring into captivity every thought suggestion, ideology in subjection to the obedience of Christ. The activities of the enemy of progress are frustrated and defeated through the power of Christ at work in me. Everything representing Jericho in my life, in my work, in my career, is broken by the power of Christ in the name of Jesus. Every gathering that is not of God, causing retrogression into to the plan of God for my life, is destroyed completely in the name of Jesus. Every secret council of darkness organized together to make me fruitless in my adventures and business, I decree your dissolution now in the name of Jesus. The forces that bring man down shall not bring me down. When men say there's a casting down, I say there's a lifting. Arise, O God, and aid my life to advance. Because I know through you I shall not remain the same. Advancement is my lot and my portion only. I shall not reduce in the name of Jesus. Great success that comes from God shall be my portion. I pronounce a goodwill of the life into living existence. Every wrong word that is spoken against me to sow a negative seed into the soil of my life, I declare them uprooted in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus speak mercy over my life, my ministry, my family, my business, and all that concerns me. The days of difficulties are over completely in my life. Did you hear? The days of difficulties are over completely in my life. I shall walk this earth making God known through a practical manifestation of His word in my life. Let there be ways where there is no way. Open doors where there is no door. This shall happen in my lifetime and even now in the name of Jesus. The fact that God's will has been revealed or declared into existence does not mean it will come to pass automatically. The prophecy doesn't have a capacity for self-fulfillment. It must be prayed into existence. Prayer points for the prophecy to come to pass must be engaged after declarations of decrees that have been made. Prophecy is an instrument of fight, not something to sit with. We need to watch over it until it comes to pass. It's important to engage the prophecy all your life in a prayer fight until you experience it. Glory to God. So to wrap it up, whatever you don't say, you cannot see. What you don't say, you cannot see. The power of God is activated through the voice of man. Until you begin to speak, God can't lead. Until you begin to speak, God can't act on your behalf. I encourage you to daily engage these prophetic prayer points to secure God's intervention in your life. Expect that God is using these prayers to change your life. Listen to them again and again on Facebook, on the website. Put them into your heart. pray the prayers personally and repeatedly, you will see that God will bring about a change in your situation. What you never thought possible becomes possible. Whatever situation you thought cannot be solved will be solved. Our God calls things that are not as though they were. Where there is nothing, there is something. Like God made the creation out of nothing, He created the universe. In the same way, He can create something in your life that you never thought possible. Amen.